Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we've got Jason Frazier from Shred Media joining us on the Social Agent Secrets podcast. I've got to tell you, this is an exciting episode for you guys to plug into and actually have some actionable items that you can walk away from after listening to this and implement today in your business to make an impact, to actually make a difference for a small amount, $2 a day. And all you got to do is do what we talk about on this podcast all the time, which is just do it, man. Just take some video, get your phone out, start talking into it, upload this onto your Facebook business page, whether you're a mortgage professional or a real estate professional, and then boost this post to get video views specifically. We're not doing any calls to action. You're not dropping any links. You're not trying to get their phone number, their email address. You're simply gaining awareness, because awareness drives action. It ultimately drives action. And that's what Jason talks about in this episode. This person is a huge influencer in the real estate and mortgage industry. He's got a huge background in digital marketing. Very, very successful. They're doing big things, him and Josh Pitts. Dustin Brohm, who's been on this podcast before. They're all in this group of people who are trying to champion the local real estate and loan and mortgage professional. And, you know, plug into his content. Check the links out that we drop for his mastermind groups, for his podcasts, and all the places that you can go ahead and get even more valuable content and information from him in the show notes. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Let's go ahead and start the intro music.
Social Agent Secrets.
So the big question is this. With all the new technology like big data, AI, and automation disrupting the real estate industry, how are real estate agents and entrepreneurs like you and I supposed to survive, evolve, and thrive in the future of real estate sales? How do real estate entrepreneurs like us, who are spending money out of our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our expertise and services and things that we believe in out to our ideal clients? How do we use digital marketing to gain their trust and turn them into actual clients? Those are the questions, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Fee, and welcome to Social Agent Secrets. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today I am here with Jason Frazier from Shred Media. An awesome, awesome influencer who's provided so much value to me and so many others throughout the years. I'm just absolutely excited to be able to bring him here to the Social Agent Secrets Network and, you know, have him share all of this awesome wisdom that I really, really latched onto when I saw you in person speaking at the 2020 Vision Conference here in Las Vegas a month or two ago. One of the things that you were talking about, Jason, was an awareness campaign, and video in particular. You had some really good insights that I've actually started to implement since I was a part of that training at the Red Rock Country Club here in Las Vegas. And today, I kind of wanted to focus in on that strategy. There might be one other topic I want to talk about, which is based off of a recent post that you put out last night about iBuyers, but that could be some bonus material later on. What I really want to focus on right here today is this awareness campaign.
Okay.
And, you know, how you've seen it working for others, why you think it's so important for real estate professionals, loan professionals, to start implementing into their business today.
Awesome. Well, first, I want to thank you for having me, Danny. We've been connected for a long time. Finally got a meeting, at the Mortgage Mastermind in Las Vegas. And so, you know, excited to do that and then also speak at the Vision 2020 event down in Vegas as well. So excited to be here, excited to talk to you about this. Obviously it's a topic that I'm very passionate about, when it comes to building awareness, because here's the thing, and everyone needs to really understand this, is that right now everyone needs to understand this one key component, metric, fact, whatever you want to call it, whatever helps you like dig this into your brain. That's what I want you to refer this as, is whoever gets to the consumer first is going to win, period, right? And you guys may have heard Gary talk about this and other people talk about this, but that's what it is. Now, for some of you, it may seem obvious. Some of you may be like, well, what are you talking about? What it comes down to it is that attention is paramount, and whoever gets that attention usually is the one that's getting to the consumer first. And so everybody, whether you're real estate or mortgage, needs to be doing consumer, what we call consumer direct marketing. And you need to be doing that using interest-based content. And what I mean by that is what it sounds like, is that you need to be putting out content that actually is of interest to your audience. And one and so one thing that we, you know, we talk about here at Shred is that you know, when it comes to marketing, is understanding that there's one true fact, and that is the fact that there's no such thing as a real estate consumer or a mortgage consumer. And now, if there's someone that is a real estate investor, then yeah, they would be a real estate consumer. But the people that you're generally serving are not investors. They're you know, John and Jane Q, you know, residential, you know, first time home buyer, move up buyer, downsize, you know, transfer, whatever it happens, divorce, you know, a life change instance, right? So your content should be focused off of that. Your content should be focused, things that are happening in your market, the things that the reason why people would move to Las, you know, we'll just kind of focus on Las Vegas. Why do people move to Las Vegas, right? What is it, what is around Las Vegas? What, you know, schools, parks, water parks, places to go, things to drive, obviously hotels, casinos, restaurants, the whole everything that you guys have in Las Vegas. That's really what your content should focus on. Because at the end of the day, if all you're talking about is like just listing, just sold, real estate this, real estate that, you're not going to keep people's attention long term. Because if I use you, Danny, like you do an awesome job. You're the top agent. You did a great job for me, either selling or buying, representing me on the buy side or the sell side. That's fantastic. Now I love you. You're awesome, and I'm connected with you on Facebook, YouTube, or whatever. If all your content after I've entered into your sphere, right? Mm-hmm. After I entered into your ecosystem of attention, if all that is based off of real estate, I already used you. Like I'm not going to be interested in that content until probably on average, what, like another 7 years, maybe 9 years, yep. Like depending on my circumstances for moving there, like I'm not gonna be interested in that. You need to be, in order to stay top of mind, it isn't just putting someone on an email drip. Everything needs to work in conjunction with another. Now, however, if you have like a weekly blog series or podcast or something that talks about things happening around Las Vegas, I'm going to continue to stay interested in that, especially if I just move there, mm-hmm. right? Because then I'm like, okay, well, I need to know, like, where are the places to go, right? I need to know, like, where are the places, the best places to eat, places to stay away from, you know, places to take my, you know, kids, family, certain casinos, the pros and cons, all that. You know, you could basically create, especially in Las Vegas, you could create a whole content farm off of stuff that people are actually interested in, people that are actually going to YouTube for, or going to, Google and searching for. Because this is the problem with, you know, we'll just focus on agents, but, and this is the thing, well, what does that have to do with real estate? What does that have to do with, you know, mortgage or what I do? And the question is nothing. And you don't want it to do with that, right? You want it to, all you want is their attention, and you want to retain that attention. You want to become relevant. And then once you, because we all know it's hard, right? It's hard to get the phone call. It's hard to get people to respond to tech, where it's hard to get that when you're in that top of funnel or top, you know, the sales, like getting to know you. Now, mm-hmm. once they get to know you and get to know the like you and trust you, once you've spent all that sweat equity and probably even actual money, like based on leads and everything, once you spend all that hard work to get them in there, the last thing you want to do is be lazy and have them go somewhere else for their attention, right? So you keep that. You talk about things that they care about, that keeps you top of mind long term. You're retaining their attention, which is currency, which is the most important thing. But after that, is that whole top of mind isn't just about them when they decide like they want to buy or sell again or whatever. It's like when their friends or neighbors talk about it. It's when, oh, you know, well, first, because like I'm listening to your podcast, I'm watching your videos, I'm reading your blog reviews, I'm already there. So like when that conversation comes up with whoever is in that person's sphere, hopefully it comes back to you because you stay top of mind by giving them content that they actually care about. I will tell you right now, if all you're talking about is real estate, there is no way for you to retain their attention long term. There just is not. Now, again, people will say, well, I've gotten past clients. I've never done any of that. That's fantastic. But look at your database. And if you look on average about the retention of people when they actually use the same agent again, it's not a high percentage. And there's a reason for that, because we pass them off. Once we spend we don't send notes, we don't call, we're not doing all this other stuff. We're just doing stuff that isn't keeping, you know, keeping them top of mind. So that's where the building awareness comes in, and making sure that you are doing interest-based content. And you know, we could get into that whole awareness piece of it, but that's why I wanted everyone to really understand is that from a foundational level, it's about attention, right? It's about attention, it's about getting it, and it's about keeping it, period. And then the way you do that is with interest-based content. And so, you know, getting into the building awareness part, what we, you know, talked about at the Vision 2020 Summit is that building awareness is that if you are not spending at least $2 a day on Facebook, you are wasting a tremendous opportunity, because at the end of the day, building awareness is going to drive decisions for that consumer. And so if you're the person that they see you everywhere because you're running a constant $2 a day video strategy based off of what I just talked about in regards to interest-based content, like you did a great video after our conference where you went right in front of the future home of the Raiders and the stadium and construction's right behind you, and you talked about Raiders and you didn't say, hey, I'm a local agent here in Las Vegas and Raiders are coming to town. And so, you know, if you need to buy or sell or whatever, because that's what agents do. But what did you do? You talked about Raiders, and then you talked about, hey, I want to say it was maybe a Saints fan or Broncos fan. I can't remember what fan you said were.
I'm a Dolphins fan. But
oh, Dolphins. That's right. Dolphins fan.
Well, raised in Vegas, we've never had a team to root for. And now we have the Raiders coming. My family's from New York and then Miami. And then now we have a different team. So I'm conflicted a little bit. And I'm sure there's a lot of people in Las Vegas that might feel the same way, who have a different team. And now we have this new team, the Raiders, coming. And so it was a way for me to maybe produce some engagement, but get some honest feedback from others in our community. And that video, by the way, it got several thousand views, and yeah. It wasn't just the paid. There was a lot of organic because of the way that we did the video, and it wasn't really talking about real estate. It was about, yeah, like you said, something that might be interesting to people in the Las Vegas community.
Yeah, and that's important. Is exactly my point. Is like you didn't talk about real estate. You made it a question. Like, hey, like you mentioned, you're a Fins fan, which is probably a bad thing this year. But well, that's another podcast, right? You're talking about being a Fins fan, and then like, hey, the Raiders are coming in and we've never had a team, just like kind of how you explained it. And that is something that people will remember. That is, some people will share. Like you said, you got a couple thousand views. And that is for the people that are in our mastermind that we teach this strategy to, is one is like you did everything perfect. You used your phone, you did a vertical video, so it didn't look like an ad, it didn't look like a promotion. You're sitting there talking, because those videos will far outweigh getting views more than anything else. You didn't talk about real estate. However, that's going to stick out to people, right? The more that you do that. And here's other people, you know, thinking about the just consumer, but this is one thing that I talked about, you know, at the summit, and something that I tell Danny all the time is like, right now, just because we've been connected on social media, I've seen Danny's content, I've seen his videos, he's doing, you know, this interview right here, is that every single time that someone has mentioned Las Vegas or real estate agent, there's only one person that I refer them to, and that's Danny, right? And so I give him the website, I, you know, shoot him a message, whatever it is. But that's it, is like, now Danny to me is the Las Vegas agent, right? And so that, when you have that mind share, right? And that's mind share, right? Like, you know, that's it. Like, when I think Las Vegas real estate, I think Danny, right? Now, there's a lot of great agents in Las Vegas, but Danny has created that brand to where I think about Las Vegas and Danny. And that's simply, and it wasn't because Danny was sending me ads. It wasn't because Danny was sending me marketing about buying and selling real estate. It's because Danny was just putting out content and talking about Las Vegas, right? And obviously he puts in like, hey, we had an open house. He sprinkles in his real estate content. But I don't, like, there's literally nobody I follow, and this is the industry that I'm in. I don't follow people that just talk about that stuff because it's boring and it's not interesting to me, right? And they don't stick out, right? There's plenty of Las Vegas agents I've seen content on, but Danny's the only one that stuck out to me. And it's because he didn't do what everyone else is doing. And I'm a consumer just like everyone else. It's not like I'm thinking differently because I'm in the industry. Like, I'm a consumer too, right? And so everyone, agents, mortgage professionals, you need to take off that, hat that you have as being a real estate and mortgage, and realize, like, what do you respond to as a consumer, right? Like, if someone's beating down your door or just peppering you with one thing, like casino ads, right? Casino, like, that's going to get white noise after. It's going to get annoying first, but then it's going to become white noise because it's not going to be any different that you're hearing from anybody else. So that's why, you know, spending the $2 a day doing that type of video that Danny did. And, you know, I know Danny could, like, you know, send out a link later or whatever, so you guys could see exactly, like, because that video was textbook of what we teach on how you're going to build awareness. You could spend, you know, $1 to $2 a day. The agents that are doing this are seeing an average of, you know, 1,300 views. They're spending less than $7 a week, and they're reaching about 2,300 people. Like, that, if you guys don't think that is ROI positive, because look, when we talk about attention being a currency and ROI, like, you can't look at this type of strategy as ROI in regards to, like, I do this and then I get a lead. No. ROI is anything that builds your brand and puts you out in front of top. And a lot of people won't do this strategy. They're thinking it's lead generation and that's it. But I'm telling you, if you do this and you do it consistently, this is how big brands have built. This is how Zillow, this is how everyone else, they did it at scale, right? They did it at a larger scale, and they put, you know, millions of dollars behind, tens of millions of dollars behind it. But that's what they did, is they build awareness, they keep peppering it. And this is the simplest, it's the simplest Facebook ad you're going to be able to do. And it's super easy to build awareness of your brand in a local market by doing this, because you know other agents aren't going to do it. It's a cheap way. It's putting your face on billboards. It's being on radio. You're doing it, and you can do multiple videos of this and create great awareness of your brand.
And so you don't have to say, I'm a realtor, I've sold this many houses, and talk about yourself. It's just really about interest, but we're running it. So just for the kind of beginners and novices, I know that you're very advanced, and there's intermediates, and there's different levels of people who might be watching this video. This is a Facebook page that, like, for instance, I have mine, which is called Danny Fee Realtor, and it has my brokerage, and now we have to put our license number. But other than that, I'm not saying really anything else about real estate. So just the way that their Facebook page is titled will give them all the information they need to know for the fact that they're a realtor or a loan professional just like myself, right? And that's the type of page you recommend running this from? Or is there any other types of pages that people can start or utilize that they might already have that would be just as effective? Just a real estate brand page, is that okay?
Because you need to run an ad on it. So you need a business Facebook page. And so, and you're exactly right. Like, if you've done your branding right, your brand is going to be on that business page, and they're going to see that, right? They're going to see that video. The thing is, when you run an ad, and we all know when you're in the Facebook feed, what looks like an ad and what doesn't. When you do the way that Danny did it, when you do it as a vertical video on your phone and you're either walking or you got something behind you, it doesn't look like an ad. Now, it's going to say sponsored at the top, but that's not where the consumer, or at least the human being, goes when they're looking through their feed. You need something that's going to stop the scroll. When you're doing vertical, it's going to look like a story. It's going to look like you're talking to them, and that's it. Like, literally, that is it. And that is going to get them to stop to look, because it looks like you're talking to them, as opposed to behind your desk. You have it horizontal. You have the lighting just perfect. You have everything perfect, but it doesn't matter, because people are going to, like, okay, that's a brand message. That's a marketing message. That's an ad. I don't give a shit, right? Like, that's what it is. But if it's vertical, it's different, because that's what a lot of people are doing now online. And so, I don't have them in front of me, but I did kind of a post of looking at the percentages. It's not even close, right? It's like 10 times more likely to watch a video, to actually tap on an ad, when it's vertical video as opposed to horizontal and all done perfectly. Consumers are sick of getting advertised to, so they just don't trust brand messages anymore. So how do you combat that? You don't do brand messages, right? You have your brand obviously associated. Like, you have a shirt right now that says Social Agent Secrets, right? Like, have your brokerage on it, or your brand, your logo, or whatever, while you're talking. It's from your business Facebook page. There's ways to brand without punching. That's subtle. Subtle to the consumer, but you're actually talking about content that they care about.
Yeah. And one other tip that I think is something that I didn't tell you I did, but I realized this would be perfect to do. Like normally if I'm running an ad for Just Listed or Just Sold, it would be great for me to be able to share that into, you know, a Las Vegas group of some sort or various Las Vegas groups. But a lot of group administrators, they all say no spam, right? Yep. But one of the things that I did with that particular video, and I will drop the link to that video in the show notes and in the caption section when we get this video out, I felt like, well, this isn't really an ad, so I can share this to the Raiders groups. I can share this to the PSL groups. I can share this to all the Raiders groups. And that's exactly what I did, and not one of them took my post off. In fact, I got more comments on those posts within the groups. Yep. Than I did off of the actual ad, and it drove up the metrics. It drove up the engagement for the actual video on my real estate page. And so that's another strategy that I think, depending on whatever topic you're choosing, you can kind of use to drive more traffic, more organic reach to your awareness campaign and your awareness videos.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because that's true. Like people are like, well, I try to share, and some people are out there, you know, and again, not naming names, but a lot of people are out there like, just keep spamming groups, keep putting your stuff in groups, you'll get kicked out. It's like, that's just stupid tactic, right? Like we got to understand there's a reason why our industry has a negative perception. And guess what? Here's the punchline. It's that shit that does it, right? Like, that's why people don't like it, right? And so you just had the perfect example of like, look, you want to be able to get your brand in front of like buy sell groups and groups that don't allow spam and groups that will say, and like literally you'll look at some groups and they will mention agents specifically because we're notorious at doing that crap. But like, this is a way to get your brand in groups and have people, not only have people be okay with it, but have people like you said, comment, respond, and drive up your organic engagement. Like this is how you guys do it. And again, I want you guys, whatever you need to do, you need to go out in the desert and meditate or whatever to get it out of your mind. You don't need to just talk about real estate. You just don't need to talk about mortgage. Talk about stuff that people care about, right? All you care about, all you need to care about is attention. All you need to care about is being top of mind, having that mind share. And you do that by remaining interesting to those people that decide to work with you. You do not do it by constantly selling them and spamming them with crap that, and there's no way they're going to be interested in that. None.
No, it makes perfect sense. Every 5 to 7 years, they do a deal. They don't want to hear about real estate every day.
Exactly.
So, you know, I really appreciate that. And you know what? I might even put together a little step-by-step, or if you have a step-by-step of how someone could do something like this, it's actually really simple. And you don't even need to get, you could actually run these types of ads straight from your phone.
Hey, do you know you want to start implementing video in your real estate business but don't know where to start? Do you have a desire to start attracting your dream clients and know that crafting your attractive digital agent persona will help you do that faster and more effectively? Well, we've put together a challenge for you and it's almost ready to be released. The Press Record and Publish Challenge will be available soon. This training will transform you. Accept this challenge to get into the habit of creating simple daily videos that will supercharge your real estate business with your phone, text, and DM inboxes blowing up with requests from your dream clients to hire you as their realtor. So how do you get started? Go to socialagentsecrets.com and enter your name and email address right now. That's it. We will notify you when the challenge is launching so you can take part in this transformational experience.
Social Agent Secrets.
All right, so let's talk about that because on the ad when it says Boost Post, or if you have an ad manager app downloaded and installed on your phone, you can do it from there, I believe, as well. But you can choose what type of campaign? So is it for reach? Is it for video views? Or some of them say to get messages. What do you recommend as far as what type of strategy they should use when they're running the $2 a day ad, which is just ridiculous to think like you can get thousands of views for $2 a day. I used to own a mobile billboard company and I'm like, this is crazy. Like the cost per impression is absolutely ludicrous compared to, you know, direct and traditional outdoor advertising. $2 a day, what's the best type of video campaign or ad campaign for them to implement with this $2 a day strategy?
So video views, right? Look, and again, this is one of the things where agents, you're going to have to beat it out of your head. Don't worry about what I'm telling you right now is not a lead generation tactic. All right. So let's just get that out of the way. It's not for generating leads. However, it can generate leads. And we've seen it happen. In fact, at Inman, where I spoke and where you spoke as well, Danny, a friend of ours, Sue Pinky, was on a couple panels before I was. And she mentioned my $2 a day strategy and mentioned how she got leads and business from it, even though it's not a lead generation tactic. So I just want everyone to understand that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is building awareness of the brand, which awareness drives decisions, and decisions is doing business, right? So like, let's understand that as well, yep. Right? So you do video views and I know you're going to want it like, well, I want them to send me a message. I want Lee. I want people to fill it. No, this is just building awareness. This is just them seeing your face, seeing your name, hearing your voice over and about a topic that people care about, right? So you're doing video views. And the reason why, and a lot of agents don't understand how Facebook advertising works, but the reason why you do video views is because, look, and a lot of people just like, hey, I want to boost for engagement because I think engagement's the same thing as video views. No, if you want someone to watch the video, Facebook, when it's a video views specific campaign, will put your video in front of people that like to watch videos. Right. If you want engagement, like likes and comments, then you choose engagement because then Facebook will put that in front of people that tend to hit the like button and comment on videos. Now, they won't watch the full video. You won't get as much push off that video because they're delivering it to the people based off of your objective. Your objective when you do a video, in my opinion, when you do a video, your objective should be to get people to watch the freaking video. So do video views. And like I said, this is gonna be the easiest ad. And here, this is how you do it. You do a video view campaign. You go to the center of whatever your market may be, whether it's downtown Las Vegas or whatever, right? Or maybe it's Reno. You go to wherever, you know, wherever the center of your market is. And then you do like a 20-mile radius or a 15-mile radius around that center of town, wherever you want people to see your face. And then you just run the ad. Right? You don't mess with age. You don't mess with demographics. If you do it this way, also, you don't have to worry about being put in a special ad category because that has nothing to do with housing, fair housing, or anything else, because those generally get, you know, denied right off spec now because it's very hard to do ads in our industry now because of all the fair housing and Facebook getting sued by HUD. But this is a super simple way to do your ad. Now the first response I get, well, I don't want my ad going to 13-year-olds and stuff like that. Hey, newsflash, they're not on Facebook. Don't worry about it. The demographic that's on Facebook is the one that you want to reach, right? It's 25 or older, right? Those are the people you want to be in front of anyway. If they're not in the home buying process, they will be in a few years. So why not build that rapport and build that interest up at the beginning? Don't worry that the only younger generation, the only reason they get on Facebook is because either their parents make them get on Facebook or they get a job. And that's where a lot of people are doing, a lot of colleagues or they're building professional network. Then they'll get on Facebook. That's generally when they're going to be on Facebook, and it's going to be at the age when you care to reach them. Don't worry about that. Like, well, I don't want to go into 16 or 18. It's not going to happen. And maybe there's a few people on Facebook, but guess what? It doesn't matter anyway. You're going to reach the right people by doing this. And that's it. Video views, $2 a day, 15-mile radius around the center of your market. You do no targeting options. You do no demographic options, and you just let it go. And that's it. And basically what you're doing is boosting or running an ad to that video that, like, for example, if you did exactly the same video and posted on your business page like Danny did, and here kind of the backtrack a little bit, do that, wait 24 hours, then do your boost or then run a video view ad. Let Facebook's algorithm look at your video and do some of the heavy lifting for you and then run ad spend against it. And you'll see the results, right? I have yet to see someone do this and not see good results as far as reach and video views. And that's another thing. Everyone gets tripped up on like comments and likes and video views. Are those important? Yes, but so is reach. In fact, reach is the most important. Reach is like if you run any ads in magazines or newspapers or put your face on bus stops or anything else, that is reach advertising, right? And so for some reason, when we get into the digital, well, I want views. And like you're doing reach advertising everywhere else. That's important. So when I say that the average reach is 2,300 and that the video views are about 1,300, like that 2,300 reach, that means that's 2,300 people that saw your brand and saw your face. Now, they may have not watched the video, but who cares, right? Because you're going to want another video and then another video and another video. And eventually you're going to talk about something that they care about because hopefully you're doing interest-based content. And then they'll watch the video, right? But that's them seeing your face. Again, seeing you everywhere is seeing you everywhere. Don't worry about if they watch 3 seconds of your video or the whole video, right? That's a whole different strategy. We're just talking about brand awareness. So the reach number to me is the most important part of that. Yes, the video views of 1,300, that's great. But reaching 2,300 people as far as seeing your brand and your face and your name, all of that, for less than $7 a week, you are absolutely insane if you're not doing this on a daily basis.
And I 100% agree with you, just for the fact that I know what advertising used to cost. And this is why I'm so crazy about digital advertising and social media marketing and video marketing in particular. But you said something really interesting there that I wasn't really aware of. And it makes perfect sense. You said, let the video do its organic thing for a day before you actually boost it. And why is that? Is the algorithm going to help Facebook determine who to put that ad in front of after that first day goes by? Or what's the reason you recommend that part?
So before you do any ad that Facebook, and some people say, an hour to 8 hours, whatever. And there's a lot of back and forth between that. 24 hours is just, to me, is a safe bet that the algorithm will do its thing. Because the cool thing is that you can get sometimes, and this example, people will say that organic reach on Facebook is dead, right? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people have noticed that have done any type of Facebook, ads, or at least, or if anything, just Facebook content on their business page, knows that their reach and everything has gone down quite a bit since it's become like a pay to play. Yeah. But I'll tell you right now, on my business Facebook page, I do zero advertising on it. And I regularly reach, 12 to 1500 people per post. I'll get, 20 some likes. That's just because I'm putting out the right content, right? So you never know when you put out that video, let Facebook give you some organic push, because it helps that video score better when you run that ad. It helps you build an audience for when it decides that, like, oh, okay, well, we got some views already from this. We got some reach from this. So the cool thing is that when it comes down to it, the Facebook only exists because because people pay the money for advertising, right? And obviously, for other reasons, but as far as like monetary wise, that's why they exist. So Facebook, it's in their interest to make sure that when you pay for an ad, that you're getting the best response possible from that video. Because if you pay them $100 and you get shitty results, the chance of you paying them another $100 is pretty bad. So that's why Facebook is very particular about doing that. If you let the algorithm do it to see where that video is scoring better, and then you put some ad spin behind that, that also helps with the organic push of it. So the paid is one thing. That's why when you look at a Facebook video, it gives you both organic and paid, right? And if you get that pretty even, that Facebook organically is like, hey, this video is of interest. I'm going to show it to more people, because on the flip side, not only just giving you value and the money that you're spending in the Facebook, they want the content that's on Facebook to be relevant and valuable to the audience. Because people, again, if they're on Facebook and all they see is crap that they don't care about, and they're not looking at anything, then people are going to start leaving Facebook. And that's already started to happen in a little bit, right? And that just happens over time with any network. But people are starting to leave Facebook, right? And so it's also in Facebook's interest that they're delivering content that is scoring well. So that if your video is scoring well, then they're going to show it to more people. Like, hey, people are interested in this. I'm going to show it regardless of what your ad spend is. So that's when I say that you're getting that reach for less than, even though you have it as like you have your budget set at like $1.50 or $2 a day, doesn't mean that Facebook's going to do it. Facebook is going to do what it does. But if it's getting organic reach on top of that, like you may not spend that entire budget. And so of course you are like, wow, I put $2 a day and I was expecting to spend 14. I only spent $8 or $7. That's awesome. That's amazing. And then understand that, like, okay, well, I'm probably going to double down on that. And so Facebook knows that. They're like, wow, they got that great result. They're probably going to double that ad spend, triple that ad spend, whatever. And that's how the whole game works. So that's why you let it run for 24 hours to let the algorithm do the heavy lifting, score that video. And then when you put some ad spend behind it, it helps deliver it better to the right people.
So it really works two ways then. So Facebook can only do so much. Yep. They can help with their algorithm, But like you said, it's based off a scoring system. And the way to get the higher score is to kind of implement this type of strategy, which is an interest-based, awareness-based strategy that really doesn't have anything to do with real estate per se, but what's actually happening in and around your community, because that's typically what most people will be interested in on an ongoing basis, as opposed to something they do every 5 to 7 or 9 years, buying or selling a home.
Yeah. Think about it as just talking billboards, right? Like, you'll spend X amount of money to put yourself on a billboard. I know here in Utah, you know, a lot of, you know, mortgage and real estate people put themselves on billboards, but people are like, well, yeah, you're not saying anything. There's no real estate message per se. It's just you, some sort of saying your brand, and they're just seeing you. This is the same thing, except there's video involved. So there's way more, and not only that, but then like, hey, I'm interested. Like, I'm watching the video on the Raiders and guess, you know, Danny's sharing him, but guess what? Maybe I'm an older Raiders fan and I'm thinking, shit, California is way too expensive now, especially in the Bay Area where I'm from. And guess what? Guess what? One of the metro areas that has been growing, that has been getting a lot of California expats, Las Vegas, right? So if they're seeing Danny's video in that group and they've decided like the Raiders are moving, I'm getting up in my age, I'm decided, you know what? I'm going to retire to Las Vegas. You know, guess what? If they're watching Danny's video, the chances of him getting that business is greater than if he did no content at all, right? It's greater than if he did something and that he's never going to get in that group anyway, but he's talking about the Raiders. And guess what? What if that, oh, hey, there's other people that are moving to Las Vegas. Hey, I just moved to Las Vegas. I met this guy, Danny, he did a video about the Raiders moving and, you know, you check him out. So that's where it's a long game, right? I'm not saying you do this video, you're going to get leads and that's going to happen. I'm just saying you do this consistently, you will see a push in business, because guess what? Eventually you're going to retarget that audience, or you're going to do an ad that's based off of, hey, check out my home, you know, send them to a home val site, right?
You know what? And that's a topic I want to bring you on for a second show about retargeting, because that's what I wanted to get into, is like, now you're getting all these video views, you're getting likes on your videos, which, by the way, if you want to increase the amount of people who actually like your page, just go on to each post that you do with your weekly video, and whoever has liked your video, Facebook will actually give you an option to invite them to like your page, right?
Yep.
And so you're able to retarget these people later down the line after you start getting this engagement, which is something I definitely want to delve into, maybe on a later topic. But one thing that really sticks with me about this particular strategy is how, we didn't mention this, how often should somebody be doing these types of videos where they're spending $2 a day? Should it be a week, every other week, once a month?
They should be doing it every single day. Like, every week you should be running a different video. Now, and the cool thing about this is that once you start doing this, it eventually there's a larger strategy to doing this, where you eventually are doing like what we call like a 3x3 strategy, where you're doing like one that's based off building awareness, one that's based off of engagement, where you're asking them to do something. And then third is basically some sort of conversion ad to where like, hey, see how much your home is worth, or something like that. You're basically doing that, and that's based off of retargeting or just running an ad to that audience as well. So there's different ways of doing that strategy, but you should be doing this every single day. And the cool thing is that once you do this for a little bit, because one of the biggest things that I hear from agents, like, well, I don't want to have to keep create new content all the time, blah, blah, blah. If you do that, like that, let's say that Raider video just, you know, was like monstrous and that was your best performing video. Guess what? You wait a couple weeks, then you redo that same video again. You have basically what, a greatest hits album that you're creating based off of videos. And you're like, this video sucked, didn't do shit. This video rocked it. This other video was okay, but was pretty good. This video rocked it. And then what you do is you kind of recycle those and keep putting those out and then running ad spend against that. And so that way you have like a greatest hit.
Would you use the same video or go to the site again and just shoot a new video, maybe on an update?
No, you use the same video, right? Or you do an update to that video. Yeah, because you know that topic hit. And so maybe you do something different. Or like, let's take your video, for example. Like, that was what, a couple months ago that you did that video? And like, hey, you know, a couple months ago I was here at the Raider Stadium. Look how far it's come in the last couple, you know what I mean? Like, so you could do something like that. You know, or whatever, like that's how you get kind of updates, stay on topic, or you just simply do that video again.
4,000 people reached on that video.
For how much?
In 1,200 through plays, meaning, I mean, a through play means they watched
the 100%
or 10 seconds or more.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then how much did you spend on that?
of $14.
Yeah, so I would
$2 a day for 7 days, and then I do a new video the next week, like you say, and just another $2 a day. Basically, I'm shooting for once a week. Like right now, just to give you guys out there who might be listening to this podcast right now, my next video is most likely going to be going to the pumpkin patches around town and talking about that when Christmas comes up. You know, all the different places you might be able to enjoy Christmas lights. There's various around towns all over the nation. And that is, I think, really important too, because next year when it comes up, I'll have those videos already going. Or I'll be able to just turn the ad spin right back on those, because a lot of these pumpkin patches or lighting events for Christmas, they happen at the same places every year. And if they change a little bit or something new comes up, you just do another quick video. It's literally like 2 or 3 minutes. You drive down there. I take out my phone. I do vertical. See, I used to do landscape. When I saw your training, I was like, well, that makes sense, because when people scroll, if it's vertical, it'll take up a majority
of the screen.
That's the reason for that's one of the reasons for that, I'm assuming, right?
Yep. Absolutely. And when they tap on it, it takes up 100% of the screen.
Open up the camera app and I record it. Usually it's one take now, but in the beginning it would be a couple takes. But do you recommend just doing that and then uploading it, or is it better to go live, or what are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think, you know, as you build an audience on your page, go live every once in a while, because you could also run ads against those as well. But in the beginning, a lot of people are a little, apprehensive about going live. So just, shoot it, so that way you can edit it, or if you screw up. And guess what, guys? Look, I speak on this as part of like my job now and careers. I did a promo video for an event that we're gonna be at in Las Vegas and Fuse next week, the 11th and 12th in October. We're gonna be down there for another. So you're going to screw up. Let's just get that out of the way. You're going to mess up. You're going to screw up. You're going to hate the way you look. You're going to hate the way you sound. Welcome to the club, right? Like, that's just what it is. And so, but it takes time to do it, but just do it, get comfortable doing it, do the vertical video, be on locale. And I'll tell you, like, these videos, they work. Like, Danny was perfect mentioning like best place to see Christmas lights. Now, the cool thing is that then you could repurpose that content. You could repurpose it like Instagram, Instagram story, Instagram TV, repurpose it as a blog post, right? Saying, hey, here's a video I shot, but also here's basically the writing of the places I went, how to get to them, link to them, talk to other local bloggers or even hotels and tag them in those posts. And like, I've seen that happen too. It's like you tag a location, a restaurant or a hotel. I've had that. Actually, I had, where was it? Aria shared out some of our content because we tagged them on it to their audience. So like that, people will do that too, because that's good marketing for those brands. And so like you have no idea how much those places could go. Especially if people are in town for Christmas and they've never been to Las Vegas during Christmas, they have family or whatever. Like, I wonder where the best place to take lights is. Right. And then they Google it, they look on YouTube or whatever, and there's a blog post, there's a video. Like there's so many ways to repurpose that stuff.
And it's all about awareness. So attention, you guys, is the currency of today's age. And the best way to do that is to just show up consistently on video and come from a place of contribution, which means not necessarily talking about real estate, but talking about interest-based topics that revolve around what's happening in and around your community. And yeah, of course, there's a lot of things happening here in Las Vegas. But there's a lot of things happening in every city, in every town, in every community. And all you have to do is find what's going on and talk about it pretty much.
Yep.
All right.
100%.
Well, hey, Jason, I truly appreciate you taking the time to come in and share all of these insights for the listeners in our group. I'll be sure to tag you in this video when it gets posted everywhere that we put it. And, what can we do for you, or what can anybody do to find you, or like, how can we help you out at all?
Yeah. So, I mean, find us at Shred, we're Shred Media on Facebook, Shred Media Co. on Instagram. Both Josh and I are on LinkedIn. Honestly, like, I'm on TikTok, the snarky marketer on TikTok. I have my Jason Fraser page. If you Google Shred Media or, my name, Jason Fraser, you'll find a ton of stuff. I have a podcast, one that's coming out called Originator X. I have the Shred X podcast. I have the Mortgage X podcast. But you know, hey, just, you know, join the Shred Media Mastermind on Facebook, that group. And then we also have the online, which is the feeder into our, off social media online network called the community, where we, for example, stuff we give out to the members of our community. It's free to join. It doesn't cost anything. But like, for example, we do what we call MC30, which is we do 30 pieces of content. So we do free content that you could use and share out. That's optimized for mobile and desktop for Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. So you get free content to post and use. You get ideas. We do marketing tips in there. Basically, one of the cornerstones, founding principles of Shred is to champion the local real estate and mortgage experts, not the online stuff, but the local experts in the market. And so if you want to be part of that movement, if you want to learn how to reach the consumer, from the modern consumer in the modern era, you got to learn about what we're doing with what we call AIR, which is attention, impact, and relevance. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, SHRED stands for show up, hustle, repeat every day. So if you want to have that top producer mindset, you want to be in a community with other people with that mindset that want to crush it, that want to, you know, own their market and want to dominate, then Shred Media is all about that. If you don't, plenty of other networks and other places for you to go for that. But we're really for people that want to take their business to the next level.
Absolutely. So the best place, one of the best places to start then is going on Facebook and just typing in Shred and joining that Shred Media Mastermind group, which will
Correct.
Help lead into all of those other things. So we'll definitely be dropping a link to that. Jason, truly appreciate your time. I'll let you get back to work and you have an amazing day, okay?
Thanks, brother. I really appreciate you having me on.
Social Agent Secrets.